Here we go. We're recording.
Okay, public comment.
Roll call.
Everybody goes on it.
Here. Here. One not here.
They just do that to get my girls.
We will continue to do that.
We will always do that. You need to know it's different here.
Okay.
And public comment?
You read the whole thing.
No, you don't have to read the whole thing.
No,
not
you don't.
We always do.
You do not have to read the whole thing.
We always do.
Well, if you feel
the
need to read it, you go right ahead.
This book she had to read in front of her.
You don't have to read it.
Okay. This is the first opportunity for public comment. If somebody has something to share about something that's on the agenda. Seeing none.
Approval of minutes for April 27th, 2021.
I apologize that I did not get this emailed out to you guys. I ran out of time.
Motion to approve.
No second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mario's not going to make it.
I don't think so. I haven't heard back from him, so I'm wondering if something's going on. I'll get in here as soon as I can get him come out.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Minus Mario.
Hmm?
Minus Mario.
Yeah.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
You're up.
How you doing? I never know how to open this up. You know what I mean? That's why I don't have a great delivery.
Introduce yourself. That's bless
you. You can stand at the podium.
Over there.
Oh.
Then we know it's
is that prime real estate? Is that what you're telling me?
That's right.
All right, fair enough. I got to come up with a better delivery.
I kind of like that one.
Fair enough.
Just standing there, that's it.
That's it, right? For those who don't know, I'm starting a pick roll. I'm with Metro, and I oversee, I'm in command of what's called the Southwest Residence Section. I think I see some of the things in there. That's what I'm saying. I'm responsible for the well-being and law enforcement activities or support from state line, and we patrol the ridge line that goes all the way to state line, which includes Prim, Sandy Valley, Good Springs, Gene, and we take it all the way over to Red Rock, over to Charleston 215. So that incorporates Mount Springs, New Dunn Village, and Calico Basin. As far as anything going on, good news. No news is good news, right? And that's kind of where this community falls in. Now, why is that important? Because consistency is value. And value is important. And when you guys have such a squared away community, I can't even tell you the last time. I would have to look back, literally go back into our records to see when the last call for service was here. Why is that important to you guys? Because that means your communities were right where you're supposed to be at. It's actually going, and again, I am available. One of the good things that you guys have is having a sergeant out here. That's one that's invested, and two that has the commitment on this side of the valley. Is you have access to me that you would not have if you were in town. The general public, their access to a sergeant in town is almost zero because you guys do it. The public deals with the officer. What you guys get out here is you get a sergeant that actually encourages it, embrace it. So much so, we talked about this before, the Facebook website for your community, someone's created, was actually Megan's idea, and her staff did an amazing job with it. I am not a juggernaut when it comes to Facebook. But if you notice, one of the things that I, it was harder than you think, I added a button, right? And the button is to email us. That email, as you guys know, goes directly to me. It goes directly to my email. I don't have a staff that reads it and then breaks down the email and then gives me the important information I need. That is, it goes directly to me. Same with the information that goes out on it. I do not have a staff. Not interns back at headquarters that write stuff on there. That is specifically me typing. I'm getting pretty good at it. So, we joke around now because, you know, I'm kind of late to the game with the Facebook thing, but it was an important aspect. It actually got approached to me by Megan. I thought it was important. I thought it had value. So I'm not an expert by any means. I am anal about grammar, so it takes me forever to talk about it. And I must read it like 30 times before I even say this name.
Does he have spell check?
You know what it does? I have no idea. It took me forever to find the button to say email. Yeah. Yes,
what's the name of the Facebook page for everybody?
It is LVMPD Southwest. And again, why is it important to me that I let you guys know that I don't have a staff, I don't have clerical staff or interns that answer my emails or type on that? Because I want to highlight the value of that. It is literally me sitting in my office like, and that's a perk, or that's a mitigating factor that you guys have that you would not have in town.
You're not sitting in your office very often, though.
You know what? I'm not an office guy. I try not to. But my responsibility at my station is, I'm the highest command, the highest rank there, so everything falls on me. So I run the station with a little bit more juice behind my stripes, because I handle everything from parts of the budget to staffing to facilities to equipment. So there's a lot to it, but it's well worth it being out there. You know, my background is in arts and vice, and I joke around with my lieutenant all the time. If they would have called me 2 years ago to come out here, I wouldn't have. Only because I was ignorant. I had no idea. I was like, man, I'm going to stay in my driving around looking at a turtle. No way. They are. And I didn't appreciate it then. And then it was presented to me to come out here. I kind of researched it a little bit, and I said, okay. And knowing what I fast forward 6 months, I've not only been out here 6 months, but knowing what I know now and being out here, I joke around with the lieutenant, you could have called me in vice. And I would have left there to come here. And I know that really doesn't mean anything to anybody in this room, but it means something to me. And because where I was at, I thought I couldn't get any better than this. And it's a big jump, right?
It's huge.
You know, huge jump, right? And it was awesome. The department's awesome. The program's awesome. So for me to get to where I was at in vice, the ladder that climbed to get there . So it was a privilege to be there, but then to have this opportunity and to be honest, to be able to come out here, identify certain things, realize it's a different kind of policing, and then be where I'm at now. And I've gotten calls, hey, would you consider coming here? Don't even take it. I'm not even promoting a lieutenant because I'm committed. One of the things I noticed when I came out here, tell me if I'm talking too long, folks.
Someone put me in.
My delivery's off. My follow-up's okay. where was it going?
I don't know, but you have some changes coming up. Like, a lot of you guys are retired. Officer Smith.
That is true. That is true. So one of the things, just so you guys know, my staffing is 10 officers and myself. That's 24 hours of coverage, 7 days a week for 2,600 miles. Right? I know, it seems like a lot, right?
Better than it was.
What's that?
Better than it was.
It's better than it was. I kind of feel like trouble with the sword court, I'm not going to lie. When I came up, it just happened to be that time frame when guys are at the tail end of their career. normally guys don't retire on this section because it's such a good gig. So you'll go 10, 15 years when I retire. I just happen to come up in the time frame and within the framework when guys already had their prelim papers filled out, so on and so forth. So when I came up, I immediately had to deal with the Carl Bowman retiring. Then it was Jeff Snook. Louis Pion's retiring on the 12th. And I'm going to be dealing with two more retirements after that. For no other reason other than they're on that back end of their career. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So are any of those guys Officer Pete?
I'm sorry?
I said, are any of those guys Officer Pete?
Benansky?
If that's how you say his name, I don't know. Yeah. He just tells you his name is Pete.
Okay. I haven't seen his paperwork, but he is, I mean, we're roughly about the same age, and I know how many years he's got on.
Well, I had to double take because you guys kind of have that whole green and...
Oh, don't tell him.
I have heard that he's coming up.
Did you see what I'm working with there?
I'm like, he's bald.
Yeah, but he's like 6'2". I will say this. Someone called in was like, you know, I don't even know what the guy was calling in for. So he's like, I want to talk to the sergeant, blah, blah, blah. He wouldn't talk to me about all the scariness, right? And I'm, believe it or not, people don't think I'm approachable. I'm very approachable. They don't think that for whatever reason.
No.
But I'm very approachable. And because I feel one is part of my job. But they described me as like in my 30s and I was 6'2". I'll tell you what. So when dispatch called me, I was like, yep, that's me looking for me. I didn't even skip a beat. He's like, you know. And I was like, yeah, I'll take it where it comes. But we will have a change. Now, why is that important to you folks? Everybody from Goose Springs Supreme, the Blue Dive Village, Mount Springs, Drop Canyon, and all that. Believe it or not, this is a very, very, very important part of my job. Because I have to, take a bunch of emails of interest from officers and everybody from the town. But two, it is very important for me to get the right officer. And people say, well, what's the right officer? I can tell you right now, my process of picking someone out here is probably a little different than a couple other sergeants. One thing I look for is officers that come up here, one, their commitment has to match mine. And if they ask, what level is that? Two things. One, you don't know me, and two, you've never worked for me. So figure it out, right? Because I want that commitment. But it's very important for me to get the right people out here. Because that benefits you. Am I going to hit 100% every time? Probably not. But I have a lot of work to do this year in filling those roles because once these retirements are filled, if they are the valued officer that I expect them to be, because right now I'm not going to pull someone up and then have to turn around with my head down saying, I picked the wrong guy. Right? So.
Taylor.
Why is that important? It's important because the guys I'm bringing up have 10 years left in their career. They're going to be here long term.
Yeah, you don't want them to.
Right. We train a lot of people. I'm not bringing someone up to train them. Search and rescue and interdiction. And there's a lot that we do. I know it looks like we just kind of drive around in trucks and be like, hey, what up? But in between that, behind the scenes, there's a lot of thought, and especially in my office. There's a lot of thought. Is taken before I make a decision. I could easily make a decision and have that mentality of I command this area, that's the decision I'm making, that's the end of it. It doesn't work like that. In my office, I put a lot of thought in before I do something because of the type of policing that's out there. And I take that with great pride. So there are going to be changes, good changes. Most of the officers will be younger. But I'm not bringing out the three-year officer that has been assigned to downtown Eric Command. Not saying that they wouldn't be awesome, you know. But we're on our own down here, and there's the type of policing you either absorb that culture or you don't. It's going to take time, but I have a process that will work. And I'm a little old school in the sense that I joke around because one of the things I do is. So, you know, part of the process is I have them send me an email of interest. Once I whittled that down, I had meetings personally. I meet them personally to have conversations with them. And then what I do, part of the process, and there's more to it, part of the process is I meet directly, either over the phone or in person, with their current sergeant or training command. Why is that important? Because you get the, hey, awesome guy, awesome guy, awesome guy. And a lot of times that's how it is. But I think it's important that, to go that route. So I do not take it lightly. Let me just put it this way. If you notice, the last two people I brought up, they have never worked for me, and I didn't know them personally. Why is that important? Could I bring up all my buddies up here? Yeah, I could. Would I have to answer for it? Absolutely. Would that work? No, it wouldn't. I watch football with them, but they're not the right guy. So that's important. I take it very seriously. And there's a lot that goes into it. So,
you miss anything else? Some of us that were driving in saw a bunch of activity happening down here. Can you tell us anything about
that? That looked bigger than what it was. That was just, all that was just a little bit of training with a couple in-town units, and they needed a desert area, and to be honest with you, it was more of a, hey buddy, I haven't seen you in 10 years, how's the family? That's basically what it turned into. So it kind of...
It slowed everybody down.
Yeah, you see all these trucks in the middle of 161.
It's like, 55, what kind of...
Well, what do they got going on there, To be honest with you, I wish I had a cooler story for you. If I would have known that was coming, I would have thought of something a little bit more exciting.
So you guys probably don't see it here much, but we see it in Sandy Valley a lot where we have vehicles like that. Usually they're like black Blazers or, and sometimes it's military groups. Have you encountered them? They do like land navigation stuff, and I guess our areas are good for land navigation and communicating with planes that come over and stuff, and so they're learning. So we see that a lot in Sandy Valley, so I'm used to seeing.
Yeah, and you got to remember, and this was well before my term up here. Our station, these communities, used to be 2 hours outside of town. I can tell you right now, everybody knows this. I live in the Derrick Canyon, which is at the tail end of Anthem. I'm literally 15 minutes away from the station. You're from St. Rose. You're 12 miles out. But we're moving in the right direction. It takes time. It was a great culture and system they had before me. One of the things about our section, and there's nothing wrong with this, is I looked at the, you, and I say you, I mean the community. You guys had the blessing, it was a blessing, you had a lot of sergeants over a span of, quick span of time. Meaning you have a sergeant for a year and a half, 6 months, and then you get another sergeant. So what happens is you get this roller coaster effect, right? Sergeant's command comes in, he wants to implement his ideas, his thought process, his culture, and his atmosphere. So what was happening is you have this up and down, constant stop, go, stop, go, stop, go with the officers, right, of what they want. I came in, I was about 30 minutes into my interview, and I thought, I'm all in, 100%. So much so that I'm not studying for a lieutenant, I'm not doing anything. So, why is that important? Consistency and long-term value. And that's what I plan on doing. And I'm able to build off things. And, if something doesn't work, something doesn't work. I'm not hard-headed where I say, no, look at me. I'm a sergeant. I implemented this plan, and it's going to work. Well, it's not working. I'm not the most sharpest tool in the shed, but if it's not working, I'm all over thinking. So don't be afraid to stop and say hi. I can tell you right now that, and I don't know if I can have this done. I gotta ask. Kind of ask, I guess. But if you've ever been to our station, have you ever seen the stickers on the window? Mm-hmm. Does anybody know what it says?
Alarm inside.
Yeah, don't bring a gun, basically what it says. Yeah. Don't bring a gun. But no, it says the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, in case of emergency, dial 911, non-emergency, 311, had this other number, I didn't know what I picked that up. But there's a sentence that says no public access. What it's saying is we don't have clerical staff. But I don't like the message that sends. So I'm actually having that sticker stripped off the windows. For only another reason is I don't want people thinking that they can knock on that door. And people say, well, what made you think of that? I don't know. there's a sticker there, and I want it off. So I'm getting it. I'll get it taken off. But it says no public access for no other reason other than we don't have the ladies up front. There's not 911 there, whatever. But I don't like the optics of it, of saying no public access to where if you need help, knock on that door. And that's how the poor stuff are. I notice little things like that. And I can tell you right now, probably 1,000 sergeants have looked at that sign and didn't think that.
No public restrooms.
Well, the restrooms, that's a little different story because that is awkward. No public restrooms. But, you know, if I believe in it's an emergency, we've all been there. I'll hedge my bet. You know what I mean? But, you know, again, that's just some of the things that I bring as far as just the optics of the no public. Maybe this is no public service. This is like no public access or no public service. It's all about optics for me. And so I'm having facilities take those stickers off. What that means, I don't know. But I know I don't like it. So it's changing. So if anybody has any questions, I'm glad to answer for it. I definitely work on my delivery. I got to come up with something better than just stumble into this. Right?
Could you say the name of the website again, people?
Slower the Facebook page.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It's Facebook, and it is LVMPD Southwest Resident Section.
And Southwest is spelled out. We tried to get him to make it shorter, and he wouldn't.
Southwest
Resident Section. Let me tell you, that was a struggle.
Again, I don't pretend to be something I'm not. I am not. I'm just not. I don't have social platforms in my personal life. This is literally the first time I did it, and I was struggling. And Megan and her staff did an amazing job getting the point in the right direction. But I'm always afraid to click something. I'm literally always afraid. When I put that button to email me, I must have sat there for 30 minutes thinking, what am I about to do? Right? And then I'm like, screw it, I'm doing it. So why is that important? I think it adds a bridges and access that you folks have not had in the past. I don't know how it's going to work. I just know this. It's important for me that everybody knows I do not have a clerical staff, and I do not have an intern at headquarters that reads that for me, or answers the email, breaks down what I need to know, and sends it to me or calls me. It is literally me answering the email, literally me typing.
Well, a big reason for the Facebook page was to share accurate information because everybody thinks they're an expert. Right. And we ran into some of this over the winter with miscommunication and thinking things had happened right. That hadn't happened. So that was the reason for it, was so that you can get accurate information from the person that's making.
Right, Megan brings up a good point. It all stemmed from the Sandy Valley Road closure. And she brings up a good point. My goal was to control the narrative in a way, and that sounds like a scary term, but I don't mean like First Amendment, I'm going to control what people say. I mean control the narrative because I owe it to these communities for accurate and up-to-date information. And the way this stemmed was Sandy Valley Road closed through Columbia Pass. I understand the domino effect that has. I wanted everybody to know it's not NHP, it's not the county that makes that decision. It is me. Now, when I first came up here, I had no experience in that. So the way I governed it, or the way I decided how I was going to do it up front was, I simply asked FD and those guys, is there a possibility of head-on collision? If the answer is yes, I am closing. Clean up later, but I'm not going to send people down a pass knowing that I had the ability to close it and save injury. And that's exactly what happened. People kept on going through the pass down Sandy Valley Road, and all of a sudden it goes from one accident to three accidents to 11 accidents. I've got to control that some way. I know I'm probably not the most popular person in the world when I do that. I have a thought process to do it, but when it comes to safety, I will shut the pass. There's no one else that makes that decision other than me. Why is that important? Because I own it. I take accountability, and I don't want people getting bad raps and don't deserve it. I did figure out later on, okay, I'm going to keep it closed, but I'm going to allow four-wheel drive trucks and vehicles with chains on it. Because I still have an obligation to the people that live on both sides. But when it comes down to safety, I'm willing to do it. So, and that was the one time I shut it down. And that was my, like, I was
doing it. I'm
getting calls saying, hey, it's up to you whether you close this down. And I'm like, okay, what are my gauges? How do I gauge? I'm a big believer that common sense overrules anything, not a policy. That wasn't a policy. So, you know, once we start getting into that head-on collision stuff, people are getting hurt. And what's weird was, it was a little accident or whatever. By the time that phone call came to me, it was like a dragon slaughter. And I was like, what? That's where the Facebook thing, I said, I got to control this. Or at least get the accurate information.
I've been told there had been a fatality. Told the commissioner there had been a fatality. There was no fatality. So we wouldn't have accurate.
No fatality. But you guys are doing awesome. I am literally jealous of the people up here.
You know, there's houses for sale.
Trust me. Everybody thinks I'm joking around because I've actually said this in other meetings. But something about Good Springs. If I didn't have to do office stuff, I would literally spend all my time up here. If I didn't have as much money.
That's the music playing,
yeah. Oh, playing. If anybody has any questions, I'm actually going to stick around. And again, I'm very approachable. Very approachable. Don't think because I'm wearing a uniform and there are going to be times I make decisions that probably won't be popular. But I guarantee this, there's a thought process behind it. And I'm just not randomly pushing buttons. Cool. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Two, receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding updates from Clark County.
That's me. I don't have anything too specific. After we discussed last month, we discussed our policies for the Transform Clark County project. I emailed those to planning, and those will get incorporated. The suggestions will get incorporated into the overall comments. Some of them may get made as specific to Good Springs policies. Okay. Because some are very specific to Good Springs. Some may get incorporated as overall policies like the night skies one, where everybody in the weather is once nice, dark skies. So that's really all I have for you. Unless there's any questions for me.
What, literally?
Night skies is not a bill yet, or is it? I thought I saw something
on. It's a bill of the legislature.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going through. There's a lot that hasn't made it out of.
Right. Okay, so you don't know if it applies to us or anything, like rural areas?
It doesn't apply to anybody specifically. Each community will have to apply.
Okay.
To be a part of it. So I'll bring that back to you when I know more.
Okay. Planning and zoning. Steelhead Gill, LLC. Design review first extension of time to construct a bathroom building in conjunction with an existing restaurant, retail store, and tavern. On 1.4 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Spring Street, SR 161, and Fail Street within Good Springs.
Staff recommendations.
Well, I think I have a question. Your question, so the thing is basically, is the bar needs bathroom? Is that what
that's
for?
Yeah, it needs to have handicap accessible restrooms. So that's, we had plans and we were in the middle of getting that construction, then everything kind of cut down during that time. So,
what's the time frame you're looking at now?
I was told anywhere between 3 to 6 months, but I know that there's also other things going on at this time, so I mean, it's really kind of flexible, unfortunately.
Do we need to wait for Colleen to get back in her seat, or?
Oh, yeah.
I thought I read something about extended hours and moving live entertainment inside after like 10 o'clock. Is that not in here anymore?
No, it is. It's in the many pages.
It's in staff's suggested.
It's what we had talked about before. Yeah, this
that's
is
something that was previous conditions.
Right.
Those aren't being readdressed here. They're on, I don't know what page to tell you, but those are the conditions with the original approval. It was 18 months to construct the building and live entertainment for specific times. So this, if you go with staff conditions, they're saying another 18 months and it wouldn't change those previous conditions.
Correct.
It just moves everything forward to 18 months.
Yeah.
Gives you another 18 months to complete the construction. Does that also move that live? Is there live entertainment now?
Yes.
Till 1 o'clock?
I don't think so.
So